It was still there, every time she opened the front door. It wasn't real, she knew that, just her mind filling in the absence, bridging the gap. She heard it, dog claws skittering, rushing to welcome her home. But it wasn't. It couldn't be. It was just a memory, the ghost of a sound that had always been there.
Pip, is that you? Her mom called from the kitchen.
Hey, Pip replied, dropping her bronze-colored backpack in the hall, textbooks thumping together inside. Josh was in the living room, sitting on the floor, 2 feet from the TV, fast-forwarding through the ads on the Disney Channel. You'll get square eyes, Pip remarked as she walked by.
You'll get a square butt,
Josh snapped back with a snort. A terrible retort, objectively speaking, but he was quick for a 10-year-old. Hi, darling, how was school? Her mom asked, sipping from a flowery mug as Pip walked into the kitchen and settled on one of the stools at the counter. Fine, it was fine. School was always fine now. Not good, not bad, just fine. She pulled off her shoes, the leather unsticking from her feet and smacking against the tiles. Ugh, her mom said. Do you always have to leave your shoes in the kitchen? Do you always have to catch me doing it? Yes, I'm your mother, she said, whacking Pip's arm lightly with her new cookbook. Oh, and Pippa, I need to talk to you about something. The full name, so much meaning in that extra syllable. Am I in trouble? Her mom didn't answer the question. Flora Green called me today. You know she's the new teaching assistant at Josh's school. Yes, Pip nodded for her mother to continue. Joshua got in trouble today, sent to the principal. Her mom's brow knitted. Apparently, Camilla Brown's pencil sharpener went missing, and Josh decided to interrogate his classmates about it, finding evidence and drawing up a persons of interest list. He made 4 kids cry. Oh, Pip said, that pit opening up in her stomach again. Yes, she was in trouble. Okay, should I talk to him? Yes, I think you should. Now, her mom said, raising her mug and taking a noisy sip. Pip slid off the stool with a gritted smile and padded back toward the living room. Josh, she said lightly, sitting on the floor beside him. She muted the television. Hey! Pip ignored him. So, I heard what happened at school today. Oh, yeah, there's 2 main suspects. He turned to her, his brown eyes lighting up. Maybe you can help. Josh, listen to me, Pip said, tucking her dark hair behind her ears. Being a detective is not all it's cracked up to be. In fact, it's a pretty bad thing to be. But I... Just listen, okay? Being a detective makes the people around you unhappy, makes you unhappy, she said, her voice withering away until she cleared her throat and pulled it back. Remember Dad told you what happened to Barney? Why he got hurt? Josh nodded, his eyes growing wide and sad. That's what happens when you're a detective. The people around you get hurt, and you hurt people without meaning to. You have to keep secrets you're not sure you should. That's why I don't do it anymore, and you shouldn't either. The words dropped right into that waiting pit in her gut where they belonged. Do you understand? Yes, he nodded, holding on to the S as it grew into the next word. Sorry. Don't be silly, she smiled, folding him into a quick hug. You have nothing to be sorry for. So, no more playing detective? Nope, promise. Well, that had been easy. Done, Pip said, back in the kitchen. I guess the missing pencil sharpener will forever remain a mystery. Ah, maybe not, her mom said with a barely concealed smile. I bet it was that Alex Davis, the little shit. Pip snorted. Her mom kicked Pip's shoes out of her way. So, have you heard from Ravi yet? Yeah, Pip pulled out her phone.
He said they finished about 15 minutes ago. He'll be over to record soon.
Okay, how was today?
He said it was rough. I wish I could be there. Pip leaned against the counter, dropping her chin onto her knuckles.
You know you can't. You have school, her mom said.
It wasn't a discussion she was prepared to have again. Pip knew that.
And didn't you have enough after Tuesday? I know I did.
Tuesday, the first day of the trial at New Haven Superior Court. Pip had been called as a witness for the prosecution. Dressed in a new suit and a white shirt, trying to keep her hands from fidgeting so the jury wouldn't see, sweat prickling down her back. And every second, she'd felt his eyes on her from the defendant's table, his gaze a physical thing crawling over her exposed skin. Max Hastings.